Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Glad Beverly Williams is here, too. Beverly Williams is the 2002 Home-Based Business Advocate of the Year, selected by none other than the U.S. Small Business Administration, a national award. Actually, that's a galactic award because there's not another one around anywhere else in the world. Beverly is the author, along with Don Cooper, of the 30-Second Commute, and there isn't a person in the galaxy who knows more about home-based businesses than Beverly Williams. She's our good friend. Beverly, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. It's always my pleasure to be here.
You didn't know you had a Galactic Award, did you?
I didn't. I mean, it keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Well, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Bev, what's going on? What's on your mind today with regard to home-based business owners?
Well, it's very interesting. I read your newsletter every week.
You're the one.
I'm the one. And I really always look forward to your year-end where you talk about your, not New Year's resolutions, but your predictions from the previous year and how well you did.
How well did I do this year, Bev?
66.666%, so, I believe so it was.
I was two for three, but somebody and I put in the 666, and I thought, well, you know, that's kind of a devilish number there, isn't it? And but somebody wrote me back and they corrected me and said, you know, Jim, that's really 667.
Oh, okay.
So he was
rounding up.
He was right, and I wrote back and said, well, if you're going to get all mathy on me.
Oh, you mean there were two of us that read it, right?
That's right. There were two guys.
But the thing that impressed
me. But that wasn't what you liked, was it?
No, it wasn't. I got a chuckle.
Because you
it,
don't but... like it. You don't like it when I'm right, do you?
I'm not going there today. My thought was that I really liked your thoughts and what you wrote about taking care of ourselves, not just the physical aspect of eating healthy and so forth, which is certainly important for home-based businesses.
That was in the Until Next Time section.
Right. And it reminded me that there are two ways of taking care of yourself. And physically, so many home-based business owners who start their businesses go from being fairly active, even if it's just getting up and hustling in the morning to get out the door, and then rushing around, running here and there at work when they're working for corporate America, and then rushing home and doing everything. And it's a more sedentary life in some respects for some people when they become a home-based business owner. And so it is important to take care of yourself physically and not sit in front of your computer so much, if that's what your business is all about now, and to do some things that will help you stay physically fit and active, even if it's a treadmill in your office, your home office, or doing yoga in between breaks. But
just stretching and getting the blood flowing. You know, I found that just literally waving my arms back and forth, mm-hmm. you know, stretching them back and slinging them actually is amazing. Mm-hmm. How much just literally slinging your arms back and forth and causing your shoulders and your chest to stretch. It's amazing mm-hmm. how much blood flow you can literally feel moving.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But as you say, if you allow yourself to get hunched over the computer and get cooped up, you won't do that. And it's a challenge for us the denizens of these offices and cubicles, mm-hmm. isn't it?
Yes, it is. What I have done in the past, particularly when I first got started in my first home or second home-based business, which was computer-related, and I was sitting so much more than I had been doing when I worked outside the home, and that was a very physical job, very active, I set a timer for 20 minutes. And every 20 minutes or thereabouts, I would get up and walk around, do some deep knee bends, or go and do something different.
Mm-hmm.
One, to get the physical exercise, and two, to give myself a break from sitting in front of the computer with this, like you say, posture, both mental and physical posture, that really does become a problem after a while. I'm even now having some difficulties with my neck, and I find that I will sit in front of the computer, and next thing I know, I'm scrunching down and leaning forward.
A good chair helps that too. You know, if you folks, that's another thing. Quickly, Beverly, I'll just stick in there that when you're buying furniture, don't scrimp on the chair.
Nope, that's the one thing that I have always bought new, and bought ergonomic because I spend so much time sitting in this chair.
Right.
The other piece that you talked about, which is what I really wanted to focus on, was the giving to others, the taking care of other people, and how that helps you physically and emotionally be well. It also ends up benefiting your business in so many more ways. And that's what I really got out of your Until Next Time piece. The taking care of yourself, giving to others, in the name of your business particularly, will do so much for you. We've talked about this in the past, that volunteering, giving back, doing things for others will help grow your business in a way that you could never, ever possibly expect.
You know, Beverly, when you hear... you see someone who's being recognized for something that they did, or some serial volunteerism that they were doing, or you know a person like that, and if you're not used to doing that, you know, you think, well, you know, this person doesn't have a life. Well, that's usually not true. They're usually pretty really busy people.
Yeah.
Or you think maybe that you know, well, that must be a real imposition on that person. But then when you hear them talking about it, when you see their looks on their faces, and you hear the inflection in their voice about when they talk about that, you can tell that you kind of get the feeling that they got more out of it than the recipients did.
That's exactly right. I remember one time getting an award for volunteering for a nonprofit group. All I did was straighten out their database for them, which was pretty messy, but they honored me at a dinner that they had, an annual dinner, and they were going on, and I got up and I said, I don't know what they're talking about. I had so much fun doing this. I learned a tremendous amount. I can't understand why you're honoring me. I should be honoring you for giving me the opportunity to do this. It really was, they're probably, you know, a medical professional could tell you all the physical benefits to
physical, but there's you can't deny the connection of the spirit and the physical. I'll say one thing quickly before we go to a break. Our good friend Ivan Meisner says, givers gain. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. And you too can be a fortunate subscriber to my newsletter, which comes every Sunday by email. It doesn't cost you anything. It's all free, thanks to my organization and our outstanding corporate partners that you know, whom you know very well. And so you can get it. Just all you got to do is go to our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and hit the subscribe button on the right there, and give us whatever information you want. We ask for name, rank, and serial number, but nothing heavy. But if you want to, you can just give us your email address. That's all we really need to be able to put you on our list. And don't forget, if you decide you want off the list, you can even do it yourself. You can take yourself off the list. Or you can just send us a note and say unsubscribe, and you'll be out of here. We will only want people who want to be one of the thousands of subscribers to our newsletter, and I hope you'll do that. I hope you'll check that out. By the way, you can also subscribe to my blog on the website by going to smallbusinessadvocate.com, and that's where you can also find lots and lots of stuff about Beverly Williams, including the who knows how many deposits of wisdom that she's made with us over the last 8 years that we've been together working side by side, and that she's been so generous to deposit with us. She's also, along with Don Cooper, the author of The 30-Second Commute, and she has her own website, don't you, Bev?
I do. That's very simply www.beverlywilliams.com. very easy to remember.
And the book is available wherever books are sold.
It certainly is.
And they can find out more about it at your website, can't they?
Yes, they can.
All right. You know, Beverly, we're talking about, you were just talking about volunteering and taking care of yourself and how giving back is nourishing to you. I, as you know, I like talking about nourishing our spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people do it without realizing it, but I think it's important that we realize that we do have a spirit. And mm-hmm. I'm not talking theological here.
Right.
Although, you know, we could be, but I'm talking about there is a spirit in all of us. That's who we are. Who we are is not this protoplasm that we drive around.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's just skin and bones. And you know, as long as we're alive and drawing breath, who we are is the spirit that's inside of this mm-hmm. earthly vessel.
Right.
And I think that, you know, just as we need to nourish our physical bodies, like changing the oil in a car, we also need to nourish the spiritual part of our mm-hmm. bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes back to what you were talking about.
Right. There, as I mentioned to you at the break, the only time it's better to receive than give is when you have a massage. You know, I truly, truly have always been a giver. It has been hard for me to be a receiver, and that's a lesson to learn. It's a different subject. But
Some people have to learn how to just say, oh, thank you.
Yes, exactly. But being a giver does so much for you emotionally. Spiritually, however you want to put that, that it's just indescribable. There's a natural high that I get from giving, and when I'm relating it with my business, when I'm able to do something for someone through my business particularly, it makes me feel so good that I've helped someone else. There have been a number of times before I became just a full-time consultant that people would come to me and say, I really want to be able to do this, but I don't know how to even get started. And this was well before I wrote the book, of course. And so you know, I would just sit down with them and say, okay, let's talk about what you want to do and how you might do it and so forth and so on. And they would go away and get started with their business and come back and say, wow, this is so great. Look at what I'm doing. And I would just feel so good watching mm-hmm. them be so excited about doing something. Same way.
Well, what you did was you multiplied your spirit by two.
Yeah, that's a good way to put that.
You did that. You took what was inside of you and you gave it to somebody else and it made a whole new one.
And it's really very simple to do. Anybody who isn't doing something like that, who says, I don't have the time, hasn't learned how to replenish their own spirit yet. And you will find that if you give to others, you will be renewed yourself. And that renewal is so important, particularly if you're a home-based business person, where you may not be getting the kind of kudos and praise that you would get from fellow employees at corporate America.
Unless they listen to this show.
Unless they listen to this show.
Because we give them lots of kudos.
But if you need it a little more often even than listening to this show, or if you're not able to listen to the show all the time, remember that when you give of yourself, you receive so much more back.
You know, and you know, Bev, and I know you're talking. As we've been talking about the benefit of just the giving, but when you put yourself in that kind of an environment where you can give,
mm-hmm.
you do get back directly.
Oh yeah.
People say, no, you sit down. I'm going to do something for you now.
Mm-hmm.
And so my point is the people that I know who I know don't give back. They don't get that. They don't put mm-hmm. themselves into a position like that. Mm-hmm. And it's a sad thing. You know, Beverly, I was just thinking as you were talking, we've got to wrap it up here. Human cloning is not legal.
Right.
Spiritual cloning is perfectly legal.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you, Beverly. Right. Give us the website again, please.
www.beverlywilliams.com.
Thanks, Bev. Happy New Year. See you next time.
Same to
Beverly
you.
Williams, folks. She'll be back. I promise. Quick break. Right back with Gary Schilling after these messages. The show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administaff.
In Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.